We're here on KSOM, and we're wrapping up the high school baseball season. A good season for the Cam Cougars. Fell a little bit short, maybe according to expectations in the playoffs, but a great season nevertheless, as Mick Long, head coach for Cam Baseball, with us here. And, Coach, when you look back at this season, how are you feeling overall?
Overall, we did some good things. You can't be too disappointed with a 17-4 record, but it seemed like we peaked early on and didn't hit as well down the stretch. And then once you get into tournament play, that's going to cost you. Overall, I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, a little bit disappointing with the defeat to No Fonda. I know you wanted a crack at Coon Rapids Bayard in the sub-state finals. Or district finals. It didn't come to happen. But like you said, the hitting down the stretch. How disappointing was it, after that No Fonda game to lose that one at home?
I've been doing it a while, so you know that in baseball, just like in any other sport, anything can happen, and we just put ourselves behind an eight ball there early on and couldn't string hits together. So it was disappointing. I kind of feel like if we played them five times, we're going to win three out of the five. But that's why you play baseball, and their pitcher threw really well, and we just couldn't string hits together. And so, it was disappointing, but that's the way it is.
Well, you have three seniors on the roster that played, McCabe Paulson and Chase Speaker and Braden Chester. Obviously, all three of them key starters for you. What can you say about these graduating players?
Lucas James is also a senior the game for me.
Yeah, okay, Lucas too.
They were a pleasure to coach. And for me coming in my first year with this program, they bought into what I was doing. And they'll be missed. There's a lot of innings pitched with those four. They were good hitters, good leaders. And, they'll be missed. But I look forward to what we have coming back. We had some kids that really played well down the stretch offensively and defensively. We'll only have two seniors next year. So I look forward to it. But those seniors were, they did a great job and had done great jobs in prior years too. So they'll obviously be missed.
Yeah. Well, Chase Speaker might get some nods towards, certainly all conference and then perhaps all region and then maybe nods towards all state. And here's a kid who, suffered through many injuries throughout his career at Cam and was able to play baseball one final year, of course, suffered a devastating injury in the middle of last season. What can you say just about a kid like that who was able to come back this year and do pretty well for you, as a part-time pitcher and certainly as an everyday hitter in the lineup?
Yeah, I was happy that he got to get this senior year and was successful and healthy. I didn't know all that had happened. I just know at the beginning of the year he didn't want to steal bases because he wasn't sure that the knee was going to hold up. And the kid had gone through tons, and those kind of injuries can play with your mind as well. But I think about halfway through, he got to the point where he didn't think about it anymore, and I think he led us in hitting and with a great shortstop and really pitched well. And again, with just one of those leaders, he's just a natural baseball player, and he was an awful fun. It was awful fun to coach him, and had a lot of fire in him. So he'll be greatly missed.
And he went out with a bang with a home run in his final at bat.
Exactly. Yeah. Who can say that?
Not very many. Ted Williams can.
Yeah.
Also, Braden Chester behind the plate. I think you talked about him frequently. What an asset. How much of an asset was he behind the plate?
People don't understand when you got somebody like that. Not only was he a good defensive, blocking pitches, calling the game, but throwing people out. It affects the other teams when they get on the base. And that was such a huge advantage for us. We stole a lot of bases, but didn't give up very many. And so when you look back at the big picture, it's it's a pleasure to have somebody like that, and that's going to be a tough spot to fill next year. I think we got somebody that'll step in and do a great job. And in fact, he did a lot of learning from Chester. So Chester was a great catcher, threw out people, was a leader, and you know, your three hitter led us in RBI. So that's just another void that we're going to have to fill. And it'll take some time. I don't think somebody's going to step right in to fill all three of those spots, you know, defensively, offensively, and being a leader, but we'll see what we can find. He'll be greatly missed as well.
Who's the kid do you think could take over that catcher spot?
Kaysen Calhoun will catch for us, I believe. Had a pretty good JV year at catcher, and then he ended up starting in the outfield for me. He's kind of got that mentality to be a catcher. He's hard-nosed, threw a couple kids out in JV. And so I look forward to being able to work with him and getting him back there, and that'll give me a catcher for the next couple years at least.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to rebuild the pitching staff, as you, I think, mentioned briefly earlier. I mean, McCabe Paulson started 7 games more than any, and Lucas James also started 7 games for you. Chase Speaker was in a handful of ball games pitching-wise, started a couple on the year. I mean, how do you just feel about, I mean, Carson McKee is back next year. Colin Bauer started 1 game for you. So how do you, what do you see from the pitching staff coming into next year?
Yeah, you mentioned that Carson McKee, he'll lead us, anchor that staff, and Colin Bowers. The only reason he didn't pitch more is because we had such a strong pitching staff, and he did such a great job in center field, but he'll be a key cog next year, as well as Caden Winther. Had some games where he really pitched well for us, and I have all the confidence in the world with him. And then we'll have to find some guys to fill those other spots. I think we'll be all right. We just got to get them time on the mound. You know, I didn't do a good enough job of getting them on the varsity mound in games just because we were so, we had so many options pitching wise, and they did pitch JV, but that's just a whole different ball of wax when you get up to the varsity level. So that's the only thing I'm concerned with, not their abilities, but getting them time on the mound. Mound presence is what I like to call it, pitching with runners on base, things like that. We've got plenty of kids. I think they can step in and do that, and I like the core of Bauer and Carson McKee and Caden Winther coming back. That'll help us.
I mean, and you don't have too many juniors on this team, so like you say, only 2 seniors for next year. So you got a core of sophomores and freshmen coming in that there's got to be some talent there, and as roles change, we might not even seen what some of these young players can do. What do you like just about these freshmen and sophomores, the young talent coming back next year?
You know, they're athletic. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I had a courtesy runner that was like 25 out of 25 stolen bases this year. I remember him telling me that he, you know, he wasn't a good hitter and he was never going to be able to hit the ball at the varsity level. And we proved to him that he was going to be able to do that. So I think the key is they just have talent over there. You know, Cam and Nita, the kids had success in football and basketball. And, you know, that's why I wanted to come over and take the job, is because baseball has always been a mainstay here as well. And we do have a lot of talent at those younger levels. And so next year we'll get an opportunity to see some new kids. And I don't think we'll, you know, it's hard to go 17-4 year in, year out. But I think we're going to be pretty competitive, and I think we're going to be right up there in the mix. So
yeah, Cohen McCann, put him in the cage and see what he can do offensively. And with his running ability and his athleticism, he should be able to contribute someplace.
Exactly. Yep, yeah. That's exactly right. I love his attitude. And all those kids over there, it's so easy to coach. Like I said, they bought in. We never had any issues. Parents were great. Fans were great. And I look forward to next year again. So,
well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And we look forward to CAM baseball, and certainly basketball season with you at Nottoway Valley is right around the corner. So It won't be that far along before we talk again. So thanks so much.
Well, as always, I thank you for your coverage. You do a great job, and we look forward to it all the time.
Mick Long, head coach for CAM baseball, with us here on KSOM.